Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Murray darts, Murray fades, back to Jokic, one on the shot clock, lifts for three, and connects it at the shot clock horn. Jokic, 25-point triple-double, back to the basket, outside the mid-post against Adebayo, fakes to the baseline, six to shoot. Adebayo holding still, Jokic turns, fades, scores! 27-10-14 for Nikola Jokic in game one.
You know, I reminded our group, if they didn't know that Miami went into Milwaukee and won game one, they went into the Garden in New York City and won game one. They won game one up in Boston. So we did not want them coming in here taking control of the series on our court.
Live from 50th and Capitol Avenue in the Big O, this is Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and 1620 The Zone TV. Now here's Gary, Nick, and Jimmy.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Good Friday morning, a feel-good Friday. I'm going to preface this as we kick off the show and welcome you into another edition on a short week to close out the week of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley with Jimmy here as well. I think I will bring some energy. I'm wondering about both of you. So I'm walking in today from the parking lot, and we got another round of rain around here. It doesn't rain for May, and then one day in June we get drenched around here, which is
welcome to June,
Shout out farmers and anybody else that wants to keep their lawn alive. So walking in from the parking lot.
No, we needed the rain.
Yeah, walking through the puddles. I get to the back entrance here to the fine radio station at 50th and Capitol, and what do I see on the ground?
You saw what I saw.
So an empty mini bottle of Fireball and a discarded cigarette butt. So either one of you tied one on last night and are going to have a grind for 4 hours, or this thing's going to get off the rails pretty quick. I'm just here to officiate. So whatever one that was you, you know, maybe don't leave the evidence behind.
I ran out of creamer for my coffee. I thought maybe Fireball would give it a little bit.
Practicing for those 11 a.m. games.
Yeah.
To each their own. Some go with Bailey's. Hey, some go with Kahlua.
Hey, I'm not judging, because yours truly in the bathroom has a mini bottle of Fireball. Brush your teeth. You know, people sometimes go with Scope.
Yeah.
I go with Fireball.
Fireball.
Now, I do like Fireball.
There's a time in Rumplemints was would work, too.
No, you know what? I couldn't do that. That early in the morning.
It's like a Scope, though.
Yeah. I transition. Things. You know, sometimes you do the brush your teeth, and then you go with Scope, and then you would go like back into the kitchen and drink some orange juice, and it'd be like,
ah.
Yeah. Yep. Fireball now. Oh, anything I got in my mouth, gets rid of it. This is not an everyday thing. I don't want people to judge me, okay, that I haven't already judged me for my decade here on this radio station. But I'm gonna observe both of you guys, and again, if you did, that's fine. Just get rid of the evidence of which one of you just, you know, walk into the back, pop a 99
pop one down, take down a heater.
I mean, we don't think it's the after hours crew. Maybe Jimmy and Rob, that's their celebration.
Had a heater at 5:30 this morning.
Does it ever dawn on people how like readily accessible the mini bottles are at the knockoff convenience stores in this town?
Yeah, right there. It always makes you wonder, hey, oh, did I forget something? Well, just in case you wanted to put an exclamation point on your whatever purchase it might have been, here's some Fireball for you.
You know, the one...
I'm just naming bowl games now.
No, you know, the one convenience store? Yes. The one convenience store which has
Fireball,
cheap gas, cheap cigarettes, you know, a lot of security. They sell firearms and cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Cell phone plan.
I guess not all of them sell firearms. But they're always, anytime I've ever been in there, the person behind the counter is like upselling. You might go in there to get a soda, and he's like, hey, would you like a 99-cent mini bottle? Hey, have you seen that our beer today, which is like expired?
Yeah.
Hey, do you know that we have a beer sale?
Do you like Steel Reserve?
So it is. It could
is
be a
Meister Brau?
Wild Friday. Oh God!
Oh, that's no. That was, you know what?
Hey, that was a one-time thing. Hey, there's one time for everything, and then you stop.
I would gladly drink Meisterbrau over Steel Reserve any day.
Cousin Eddie drinks that in National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yes, he does.
Well, Jimmy,
and they drank Steel Reserve in Grandma's Boy, so I thought it was a good idea, and then I realized that's awful.
You guys are making the correlation here with the people that are actually drinking that. How they act?
Yeah, what their status is.
If you want to do that.
Eddie was from Kansas. So.
That was just one example. Hey, there you go. Yeah.
All right. 6:12. Good Friday morning, everybody. We have a good lineup. Also, should say is people are waking up. 2 weeks from today is the start of the College World Series. So happy kickoff to NCAA Regional Day. If you're an Iowa fan, and you think you have a chance, or you just are rooting for stories. Because speaking of Fireball, I'm gonna be honest. When I first moved back to Omaha, I was like, man, I want the best of the best playing here. I want like the greatest matchups. I want the best players. Not anymore. I just want the best stories and the people that bring the most fans, spend the most money in our fine community, and feed us and give us something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a fan base that doesn't travel and you're boring,
yeah,
I'm sorry, we don't want you.
Don't want you.
Yeah.
Do not need
no
you.
One will notice that you're not here.
Yeah, so I think it's okay to admit that. I think it's okay to admit we're not a great college baseball fan. It's not like the Mecca where, you know, everybody is watching Matt Schick and Mike Rooney all day, which we will because it's worth your attention. But it's like, oh man, we're gonna at 1620 The Zone, they carry the College World Series, but I love when they have their breakdowns at night after all the games are over. No, we're here for storylines.
Right.
We want people, we want butts in seats, we want people excited.
Interesting people.
Yeah, like Stanford, for example. Stanford is an exceptional program. Stanford, you're boring. Okay.
They
when
are.
You come to Omaha, you don't bring anybody, you don't feed us, you don't drink, you don't do shots, okay?
Just do homework.
You just come here and you go to Regency and you spend all the money.
Same with Miami. Great baseball program. They had a lot of great runs, and especially Rosenblatt, but where you at? Like, no one shows up, and I get it, but for teams, everybody thinks that for teams that make their way to a lot of championship series regularly, like the College World Series, that they're going to have like this real hungry fan base, that they're going to travel really well, and they're going to be very well represented. No, that's not the case. Even Texas.
Why can't, when Miami comes to Omaha, why can't they bring the Mark Light milkshake with them?
What's that?
So it is legendary. If you go to their ballpark, they're in Coral Gables. They are known for their milkshakes.
Wait, is this the one that has the chicken wing in it?
Brings all the boys to the yard.
So this was a new addition to their ballpark with a milkshake. They have a chicken wing in. I swear to you.
That sounds like a Bloody Mary ahead of
I'm not
Boji
saying
once.
You got to have it. I'm just saying I know at one point, this was 2 years ago, that they had this new menu item where it's a chicken wing in the milkshake. Yeah. I'm
sure?
Sorry. I'm positive.
Between that and the Ruppelmans, I might have to excuse
100%
myself.
Positive. Because I remember it being Miami baseball, and I thought, is that a thing? Like a chicken wing and a milkshake?
Oh, man, I just go with strawberry. Their strawberry milkshake. I mean, they have their own Instagram account. They have their own Twitter account. Hmm. They have people that will come from a long way away, will fight Miami traffic to go to a Hurricane baseball game just to get the milkshake. If they could bring their milkshake here.
Disappointing to know because, again, you bring your flavor to our town.
Well, that's what, you know what? So here's the thing. Like if I was... And you know, all the businesses that are around the ballpark, why not, like, 8 teams are here. What is, like, their food specialty?
Yeah.
What if you had, like, the old Mattress Factory?
Yeah.
They were able to serve Mark-like milkshakes.
I mean, I would try it.
Well, they would.
Sure.
Truck follows Nebraska fans.
You know what? Hey, yeah. Like, Nebraska goes to Boulder. They should pull up the Runza truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, you know,
you'd make a killing.
If they brought the Mark Light milkshakes here, they would bring all the boys to the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to change. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Now, I don't think I should be singing that lyric, but it's Friday. All right, welcome in, everybody. Speaking, because we are going to talk college baseball.
I'm just imagining you in a video.
Oh, I know you want it. The thing that makes me... what the girls go crazy for. They lose their minds the way I whine. I think it's time. La, 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 la. Kendall Rogers.
Weekdays, 6 to 10 on 1620, The Zone.
Kendall Rogers from D1 Baseball is going to join us a little bit later. Mike Schaefer stops by at 8:30. It is the month of June. Big month for Nebraska. Their camping season begins tomorrow. And a fairly good recruiting weekend, which Nebraska probably will do well in June to start racking up prospects in the class of 24, which currently stands at 7. And then Matt Verzal will stop by. All right. Last night, Denver did not disappoint. Game one of the NBA Finals, they won 104-93.
Still waiting for some Heat free throws.
Yeah, you know what? It wasn't. They just didn't attack. They didn't have an opportunity to get there. Now, so it didn't from the Denver standpoint, it didn't disappoint. And for the most part, that game was a blowout. And I thought Jimmy would play better, but he's in a slump. Mm-hmm. We'll get to him in a minute. Bam was better than you would have thought. They had good looks. They just didn't hit threes. Yeah. And Denver is as consistent can be. But the thing now is must watch for everyone is when the game is over, and Denver's now, 13-3 in the postseason? Mm-hmm. So you see a lot of winning press conferences. You have to watch Jokic's press conferences. He's amazing. Last night he hardly broke a sweat and he had a triple-double. But isn't it wild how that guy is so thoroughly unimpressed by things?
Yes. That's a good observation.
So what he was doing last night was he was being mentioned, hey, no NBA player in the finals or in the postseason hasn't done this since LeBron James.
Yeah.
But now it's happened tonight. And then in the postgame, it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. I you know what? We're good. We're going to win a title. And then I'm going to go back home and have a good summer.
Well, and
that's kind of what it is. It's really like refreshing.
Yeah. When he's even kidding, like he shows maybe even some emotion, like last night's kind of like point to the ring. I think that was more of like a joke. That wasn't like, him trying to say, hey, we've got this locked up. You know, some people will be like, oh, damn, he's being cocky. No, he's like joking around. And so his demeanor just plays into everything he does. Like even if they do have an off night in the rare loss that they have in the postseason, he's just the same dude. And yeah, because what for a finals debut, there's never been a triple-double. I mean, it was pretty rare air what he and Jamal Murray accomplished, yet he's just, it's just very matter-of-fact to him.
27, 14, and 10, and
he's like, eh.
Well, it didn't even look like he broke a sweat.
Yeah.
You know, he only took 12 shots last night. He was great. And in the first half, they obliterated that zone, especially because of Denver's size. But he was a passer. He had 10 assists in the first half. He took maybe 4 shots?
Yep, get his guys going.
He didn't need to, but he ends the night with a triple-double, and you're like, wow.
That shot over Bam in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
time to go home.
Miami gets out to an 11-0 run to start the fourth, and all of a sudden, it's like a 9-point game. And it's like, oh, okay, I guess I can score now. Then he's got a presence in the paint again.
Don't you think we all try and describe him, and I think that's what people are trying to do. They're trying to describe what kind of a guy he is.
Because he doesn't seek a bunch of attention.
Yeah, and the weight, but his size, the way he plays, the way he runs the floor. We were talking to Parker Gabriel yesterday. It's true. So if you watch him on TV, but then you see him in person and you just watch him for a game, he's pretty impressive. I mean, he's not just, I like to call him a walrus, because sometimes he'll shuffle. But when he runs the floor, he's almost has become an unsolvable riddle because of his size and where he can be on the floor, and he is a problem either in the shadow of the basket, at the middle of the floor on a 2-3 zone, or he's standing outside. He's a riddle.
Yeah.
He's a riddle, and he's tough to solve, and I think Denver's just tough to solve. They're consistent. They're a juggernaut from top to bottom. They got a good big three with Jokic, Murray, and Gordon, and then Michael Porter Jr. was good last night when he needed to be. They
have more dudes.
The size is a big difference in this series, and it showed up last night. I'm disappointed that Miami was not more competitive.
And that was surprising to me. They looked kind of sluggish. And I don't know if that was...
Yeah, they looked tired.
It's not
the altitude. It's just game seven.
If that's how good Denver was. You know, sometimes you can make a team look very pedestrian. But they did. They looked sluggish. When I think of missing a lot of shots, especially early on, for a team who shoots the three very well, if you're not seeing them go down, I like to think of legs sometimes. And so, that whole question last night of rhythm versus rest, ready versus rest, whatever you wanted to call it, I think that that's a legitimate storyline going into it, because you legitimately want to see, okay, what did the layoff do to Denver and what did going to game seven do for Miami? And you can make an argument for both that it could be good and bad for both in that situation. I think it's probably okay to say that Miami's maybe a little bit fatigued. And that's to be expected.
It's a good thing game two is not till Sunday.
Yeah, so. I think Denver had a lot to do with it as well.
I agree with you. The biggest issue is from last night to Sunday, and the Heat will learn. I mean, that's Spoelstra, but it'll be, they're not going to make a lot of adjustments.
Yeah,
it's going to be more of how they play and attack, and you got to get engaged. Jimmy Butler can't be 6 of 14 from the floor, and -17 if you're in the plus minus in 38 minutes. But they're not going to grow overnight. All right, this is not like the Chia Pet. Okay, they're not all going to sudden sprinkle water on Jimmy Butler or Cody Zeller, and all of a sudden they're going to sprout. Because look at last night, anytime, and this is on Jamal Murray and anybody that was had the ball in their hand. When Murray would get to half court and he would see Aaron Gordon in the post and Max Strus would be guarding him, who got the ball? I mean, they had no respect for that matchup because even from half court, they were dumping it to Aaron Gordon. Mm-hmm. And then what would happen? Okay, Miami would bring help, and they'd either kick it, and guys would hit shots, or they'd drive to the bucket, or Gordon would, you know, just back down Strus. It's the size is a big thing. I don't know how Miami overcomes it, but that's a really, really good basketball team. That once again, help me here. Let's play a little geography. Jimmy, you can play the role of Rand McNally.
Okay.
Because I got issues with the broadcast.
I think
what he is.
I'm with you already.
I wonder. I love Mike Breen.
Yes.
But I wonder how many of those other guys that are involved in the ESPN broadcast love the game of basketball.
No, they love LeBron. That's about it.
Because there's just a lot of complaining. Okay. There's a lot of complaining about the game. You appreciate that one of the best players in the world is playing. Jamal Murray is really fun to watch. You got a complete team, one of the most complete teams we've had in the NBA in a while. They're going to join the list of, you know, like Golden State last year. But we live in Omaha, Nebraska. We're somewhat familiar with Denver, Colorado, correct?
Yes, very.
Mm-hmm. Denver is a major city, correct?
Yeah.
Major,
last time I checked,
We have listeners out there. Good morning, mountains.
Major airport.
Oh, yeah.
They've got 4 professional teams.
Mm-hmm.
You can smoke. You
sure
can gamble.
Yep.
You can ski. Okay, so if you have those
three things. A lot of breweries,
things,
too.
That's a pretty good.
Yeah, you check a lot of boxes right there.
Are they just messing with us that people are like, we're clueless about the Nuggets and had not watched Jokic play, and all of a sudden this is the first time they've seen him in person, or they've had extended viewing of the Nuggets? Haven't the Nuggets, remember, they were pretty good in the bubble, almost made it to the finals.
They've been good for a few years.
I don't know. I'm going to pull up maps on my phone. Is Denver in the U.S.? Because we make it sound the way
make
that
it sound
way
like Denver,
are talking
Salt
about,
Lake City.
That people forgot about Denver. Yeah. How could you forget? Denver's a major city in this country.
Yeah. Oh, that's
got
small market.
The Stanley Cup champion last year. They've got a horrible football franchise. That's not our problem. They've also got the Rockies, who Mike Moustakas.
That's also not a problem.
Mike Moustakas is still playing Major League Baseball, which is wild. They play in Kansas City this weekend. and then you have the Nuggets, who are really, really good. But I think people might be trolling us. Of like,
and they've been around for 47 years.
Hey, I didn't know about the Nuggets. I didn't know about this Jokic guy. Man, he's a heck of a player. What are we doing? Yeah. Do your job.
Yeah.
Lisa Salter says a couple weeks ago, I haven't watched Jokic. I haven't watched the Nuggets. You cover the NBA. How?
Wait a minute.
How the hell has that happened?
She said that?
They're the number one
seed.
Really?
Yeah.
She said that.
This is one of the most respected sideline reporters who's been doing NBA games for a long time. Apparently, the Nuggets are an expansion team.
Now, but she may have been saying I've not covered them in person, which
okay,
and that's the Nuggets okay, are not that's fine. On a lot.
That's right. Being honest,
you know,
I guess that's
the,
fine.
They're in the weird time zone, but just for people that all of a sudden are like, oh my gosh, this Nugget team,
little Western
do
outpost.
Job. Where you been? I mean, Denver, Colorado's not hard to get to,
but we ain't on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So where all sports matters.
Then you can smoke, you can gamble, you can drink, and you can ski in that state. That's a pretty good state.
Yeah.
So is the NBA Finals going to do wonders for Denver and Colorado tourism? We got Jokic, and we can smoke. And we get these mountains over here.
Not in that order, but yeah. I mean, the latter will get them.
Denver's like one of the... I would like to think that most people throughout the country would look at Denver as a great place to go, as big city life, but also so much to do.
I think we're going out there at the end of July.
Yeah, I don't...
Not because of ESPN.
A lot of people going out there in September. I don't know. I was just a little bit triggered by that. I don't know if that's just like the fun thing to do, and you you troll people and you make people in Denver mad?
Or you just, or you're just pissed off that this is the finals that you get, and and you don't like that.
Yeah,
that's a you problem. That's a you problem.
You guys start you media people that keep messing with Denver. Jokic is going to send his brothers after you.
Yeah,
and you're going to be in trouble.
You can go to your car. He's going to be standing over your car, just looking at you.
The other day, in one of the media deals, Jokic dropped a "my friend." One of the clips we played to one of the reporters. So that when you said that about him, that's the first thing I thought is this guy is sitting there with a microphone. Oh, my friend, you like these. If you don't know him, you got to get to know him. I mean, and Sean was here a few weeks ago from the post talking about he is just different. You know, he is just, he's happy kind of flying under the radar. And, you know, he doesn't get a lot of attention, and that's fine with him. He doesn't want that. And that's why I made the comparison to Tim Duncan. He didn't want all that attention. But when you watch him play, you're like, you should pay attention because the dude's dropping triple doubles. Like, it's no big deal.
But the paying attention to when he speaks is, I would also encourage that because he's a funny guy. He is a really funny guy. Doesn't really matter what like the stakes are too. He's just the same guy.
We get a ring.
Yeah, what? Everything's matter of fact, but then he throws in kind of like a little like subtle dry wit humor and like he's just we need more Joker.
Well, he's very unassuming.
Yeah, very much so.
Like you
very much so.
He'd being around him and maybe this is where he comes from. You would never know that he's one of the world's best.
No.
But he's established himself.
And yesterday he did something else that's like, oh, yeah, to respect more of his game and the facilitating early on. And you mentioned Gordon, like watching the high-low with him and those two. Like just what he well, – when not, you think you've defended him and then
– I get it. They're not sexy. But they have an intriguing big three. Everybody talks about getting the big three, and it's usually big names. They have Jokic, Murray, and Gordon. That's a pretty good – that's a pretty good three.
They might not be sexy, but their game, and especially Jamal Murray, that game's sexy.
No, I mean he's 26, and him and the Joker went 19
the shots he hits
from the floor.
Yeah, fade away.
They're a problem. They're on offense. They're a problem. When you try and send help, they're going to find the open shooter. There's a well coached team. They're really really good. Mm-hmm. I mean they're again. I call them a juggernaut top to bottom.
Yeah, give Malone his due props as well.
And they blew out Miami last night, even though it ended up as 11.
They made Miami look pedestrian. Whether Miami was really truly fatigued or Denver just made them look that way, either way, that's you've got to give a lot of credit to Denver on how they made that game look.
Speaking on behalf of the Heat, Nick, I will say that I don't know that they looked super fatigued. I thought they did not get a jolt from their three-point shooting.
Yeah.
So
that's a big part of it.
So you're Strus and Martin, who hit shots in the Boston series. I mean, the Celtic fans are probably like, where was that at?
Right.
Their performance last night. They just didn't hit shots. But Bam got to the rim. They just there were a lot like little things that they had helped them through seven games against Boston that disappeared last night. But they also disappeared because the team you were playing was really really good. All right, 6:30 on this Friday morning, the 2nd of June. You got the lineup. We will talk some college baseball. The regionals beginning today. LSU Rob is all set to go. Well, how disappointed would we be? Because not only LSU is pretty good, they got maybe the number one and number two player in the Major League Baseball draft, but the fans they would bring. What if LSU gets knocked off?
Don't say that.
Well, worst case scenario.
It's a similar situation as Tennessee, where it looked like Tennessee a year ago. They were set to get here, and all of a sudden they get knocked off in the Super, and you're like, Even though there was a little, I think there was still a little bit of praise for that because they're just so damn cocky. I think we would have loved that in Omaha, and they were good. They still are good, by the way, as a two seed, but it happens. There's going to be a one seed that gets, especially a team that looks like they're well on their way to Omaha. They're going to get beat.
It just means more in the SEC, and there are eight teams in the College World Series, and there are only eight conference games in the SEC. Also, coming up next hour, I got a gift in the mail that the college football season is almost here. Athlon showed up.
Oh.
So they send the magazine here to the radio station every year. We're going to open it up because one of the things about Athlon, of course, they go way too early. So I've already seen there is a Casey Thompson picture in there. but you read the anonymous quote from opposing coaches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which you read them now. And if you have Athlons, go back and read like after the season is over. Because I'll read what was in there last year. But we'll read what the opposing coaches in the Big Ten are saying about Matt Rhule. That's coming up after 7. Whole gang is here on a Friday to take you into the weekend. Jimmy, Nick, and Gary on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.